This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker in for Tiziana Deering. LeBron James, Steph Curry, those are just a couple of the great NBA players that Brockton's native son, A.J. DiBonsa, has been working out with this summer. A.J. and his dad, Ace, joined us last week during a West Coast schedule of workouts, and Tiziana asked the 16-year-old high school basketball star if he knew this moment was coming.
During quarantine, that's when my game elevated to the next step. I would do like 7 days a week outside because there was no gyms open. And then the work started showing the next year. So then I actually took basketball serious.
And then people started coming to you and you started to find out that this world of recruiting and camps and workouts with current pros, et cetera, existed.
Yeah.
Ace, did you find out about this alongside AJ? When did you discover that this was a world your son might be a part of?
Well, when I started driving in to Rhode Island every day to practice, that's when he caught on and, told him, if this is what you want to do, I want to support you. Let's do this.
And what did you think when your son, when you started practicing 7 days a week, AJ, what were you, 12, 13?
13.
Ace, what did you think when your son started practicing like that?
It wasn't easy because he was practicing with high school, bigger, taller than him. And I remember him, he used to cry. I was like, are you sure you want to do this? Yes, yes, yes. I said, well, it's a journey that you have to follow. You have to hit low before you pick yourself up and go back high. And there's a lot of people that I have to thank for that. His eighth grade coach, Joseph Saunders, who pushed him for 2 years because he repeated eighth grade. I reclassed him. And Jojo continued to work with him and got him tougher. And he was, 5'10", 5'11", when he came to Jojo. He went to Jojo, rather. And by the time he was done with Jojo, he grew what? He grew,
right, 6'5".
He went to see, he was from 5'10", 5'11", to 6'5".
What was it like to have your body grow that fast? Did that hurt? Was that hard?
Yeah, my knees would I'd have growing pains and my knees, so I'd have to ice daily.
And were you playing for St. Sebastian's at that time? Where were you in eighth grade?
My first eighth grade, I was at a local Trinity Catholic. And then when I reclassed eighth grade, I went to St. Sebastian's.
All right. And in the time that you were playing outdoors 7 days a week because all the gyms were closed, where were you playing? Just local courts in Brockton? Where did you go? You were playing with other high school students. Where were you playing?
In Middletown, Rhode Island. My coach lived in Newport, so it was closer to him. So we would drive to Rhode Island.
So this was not pickup. This was thoroughly organized workouts.
Yeah, then we would play pickup 3-on-3 after the workout was done. But we would have to get our workout in first.
So you would work out and then you would stay and play more basketball after the workout.
Yeah, it was included in the workout. We finished every workout playing 3-on-3.
And did you have fun? Or was it just work?
No, you had fun. Basketball's fun. So I had fun doing it, but obviously it was hard, but it was fun.
Okay, so let's fast forward. There are these leagues out there. There are, accelerated teams that you can play on. There are tournaments that you go to around the country. And now we've got pro basketball players like LeBron James who are working out with you, heroes of yours who have worked out with you. This has got to be one part fantasy and one part fear. Or is it all fantasy starting to come true, AJ?
Why would it be fear?
This is a lot of pressure.
Nah.
I love it that you're laughing at me at the thought that this is pressure. So say more about that.
Let me cut
Ace,
you off.
Ace, jump in.
It's not pressure because I ask him all the time, don't you feel pressure, AJ? Being number one, the top dog of high school. His answer, no, Papa. They call me Papa. We speak French at home. He said, no, Papa, what pressure? I'm just hooping. I just shake my head.
So do you expect it should feel like pressure, Ace? Does it feel like pressure to you as a father?
He should feel the pressure as any teenager. He's 16 years old, but I honestly can tell you he does not feel it. He played pickup basketball with NBA players.
Who'd you play with, AJ?
Caris LeVert, Spencer Dinwiddie, Nick Claxton, Mobley Brothers.
Because you guys are out in California.
Well, it was supposed to be a vacation, turned out to be an agent tour.
So you're meeting agents?
Bunch of them. Five to be exact so far.
How does that feel, AJ?
I mean, I just let my dad handle all the agency. Like, I'm there, obviously, listening because they go represent me, but I just focus on the basketball part.
And you have offers already from a lot of really prestigious schools.
Yeah, 10.
Are you thinking about college?
Yeah.
Is that the path you want? Because you don't have to go to college before pro ball. Is that the path you want?
Yeah, definitely both options, G League or college, are both options, but I'm more lenient towards the college route right now.
Ace, what do you want for your son?
Whatever he wants, I will support him. As long as you put education first.
So you want education for your son?
It's, everything is open right now. You know, he promised his mom when he's in college, you know, but when the time comes, we're all going to sit down and choose the right path.
You know, I've been thinking a lot about this conversation. It happens that when I was at the University of Michigan, I was a resident advisor. And in my last year as a resident advisor, I was an RA for the Fab Five while they were at Michigan. And I really saw that there were people who loved and supported these young men and people who were using these young men. And there's a big difference between the two. And I think about making sure, I'm a mom, I got an 18-year-old son. And I think about making sure that you are loved and that you are taken care of while you're having the pure joy of basketball. Do you feel loved by your home community, AJ?
Like the city of Brockton?
City of Brockton, the city of Boston, our region. Do you have the love and support of the people who are taking care of you and not taking advantage of you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm loved by my family, of course. But actually, a fun fact, 3% of my following is from Boston, which is surprising.
So that doesn't sound fun.
I go to like UIBL. You know what UIBL is?
No.
It's the Nike basketball AAU. So I can go there and I won't be able to walk through a hallway. Like there'd be so many fans. But I could walk to the city of Brockton and nobody would know me. So definitely I got to enhance my presence in my hometown, which will come. But I mean, I'm not rushing anything.
So in Nike elite youth basketball, everyone knows you. But here, you're at 3%. Ace, as a dad, once again, I'm a mom. I'm talking to you as a parent. Once again, what do you want for AJ?
I mean, he's from Brockton. He's from the Boston area. One would think the community would embrace him. But based on the numbers, they don't.
But I am also young. Like some people, I don't go to school in Brockton. Like I always went to school. Since fifth grade, actually since eighth grade, but I went to a small school. Like I didn't go to public school. If I was at public school, that number probably would have jumped through the roof. But I don't know, I have my priorities. So I'm not just going to go to public school just for some followers. But
and all the kid does promote his city. You know, he's putting the city, the area on the map.
What should our communities be doing better to love and support our kids who are out front like this? What would you like more of from your community, AJ?
Just the support. I mean, I know people that know me, but I feel like more people, like in Boston alone, like should know me because what I've done. I won Gator Player of the Year, and I donated back $1,000 to the Boys and Girls Club in Brockton. So, I mean, like, I just do little stuff. But, I mean, one day they will catch on, but I'm not going to rush anything. I'm only 16, so.
How about you, Ace?
Well, basically what he just said, I just want the city to, you know, support him, you know, because he's doing everything, you know, to put the city on the map. We just want the love back. That's all.
A.J. DiBonsa is attracting the attention of NBA superstars, including LeBron James. When A.J. and his dad Ace spoke with us last week, they recounted what it meant for LeBron to keep his promise of working out with A.J. despite the timing. Just days earlier, LeBron's eldest child, Bronny, was hospitalized after going into cardiac arrest during a basketball workout at the University of Southern California.
So we planned the workout for days earlier, and he promised that he was going to come. And then, sadly, what happened to Bronny? He just postponed it, but he says, before you leave LA, I'm going to come work out. So dedication really means a lot. My dad even thanked him, like, you didn't, like, even if he did not come, like, I wouldn't even be mad, because, like, your son just went into, like, cardiac arrest, so you can't be mad. It's a family over everything. So, I mean, the fact that he came was really special.
And Ace, as a father, what did it mean to you?
When I talked to Rich, his agent, I told Rich, like, Rich, tell Bron don't worry. You know, he has, you know, better thing to worry about. You know, we good. Don't worry about it. We met him already. You know, he said, no, you really want to work out with AJ, who make it happen. I'm like, to me, he was not going to show up. And that Thursday, woke up at 5, because I don't know if you've been to LA, traffic is crazy. You can do 8 miles in an hour. You know, so woke up early. We went there. AJ was stretching. Ron came up. What's up, AJ? What's up, Dad? At the end of the workout, I took a picture of them and I just tell him, listen, you know, you didn't have to do it. I really admire what you did. I pray for you. I pray for your family. I hope Ron is doing good. You know, I'll ever be grateful to what you did. He said, no worries. No big deal. I told AJ, that's dedication right there. He didn't have to do it, but he did it. You know, I mean, among with other players, you know, CP3 told AJ, we're going to work out 6 a.m., you know. So I woke up AJ at 4:50.
Chris Paul being CP3.
Yeah. I wake up AJ at 4:50. AJ, we got to be there before he get there because you don't want to show up at 6 o'clock. We get there by what, 5:35? CP3 was there.
Already there. I knew you were going to say that. He's already there.
He will. I saw AJ, see? You know, these are lessons. The same day, he had two workouts. He worked out with, Paul George, one of his other heroes.
Paul George has been one of your heroes, right, AJ?
Yeah.
What is it like? You are 16 years old. Most people never meet their heroes, never meet them. You're working out with them. What is that like for you? Can you even get your head around that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, the goal is the NBA. So all my heroes are in the NBA. So if I get the chance to work out with them, that should better myself.
How does it better you? What do you, like, give me one example. One thing you learned working out with Paul George.
Paul George, he was just telling me, like, I don't know if you could understand, like, the basketball terms, but he was telling me just use my length to my advantage. And, like, just ride the board with people and then start getting lower so you can burst out on smaller guards. Because, like, smaller guards, honestly, we tend not to get low, but we worked out on getting low and a whole bunch of other stuff.
And one other thing you've learned from working out with one of your heroes that you just didn't know before.
KD. What did KD tell you?
Oh, KD said, like, don't waste time, just shoot, basically. Instead of, like, you see all these people doing all the between the legs, you just talk about just raise up on somebody because you're taller than them already.
And I do want to say, I do know that KD is Kevin Durant, just for the record. I do know that. So you say you want to play in the NBA. That's a huge goal, right? Bigger than most people's life goals. What's the dream? Is there a particular team? Is there a particular position? Is there a rookie year you want? When you really sort of envision it in your mind, what's the dream?
Yeah, Hall of Famer.
Hall of Famer. All right. And Ace, you'll be happy when your kid fill in the blank.
Well, I told him my goal as a father is go to school for free, go to college for free. That's my goal. Your goal is the NBA. My goal is go to college for free. But what he didn't understand at the time, you know, my goal allowed him to go to the NBA. I accomplished my goal because I'm not paying a dime for him to go to college.
And let's go all the way back now with you, Ace, because we are our parents' history in many ways. You're born in the Republic of Congo. You grow up outside of Paris. You move to the U.S. at 21. You're an athletic family. At what point do you start to put together, I've got a kid who might do things differently, who might have a different path, and how do you get yourself ready to parent for that?
I lead by example. You know, my dad and my mom were hard workers, and that's who I am. I just work. I work hard. So my kids, when I'm home, I mean, people at work always say, you live at BU, you live at because I work 16 hours a day. You know, I'm showing my kids nothing is easy in life. I have to work. You know, prime example, we came back from the Nike tournament. Saturday, we landed at 10:30 p.m. He went home with my wife. My coworker picked me up from school, from the airport. I went straight to work 16 hours. You know, and my wife told me, see what your dad did? He's like, why dad is not coming with us? Because I have to go to work. You know, I have to work. And that's what I'm trying to teach them. Nothing it is. You have to earn it.
And you know? Now there's an entire system that is teaching him that in a whole new way.
Yep.
And now you're asking your community to love him and support him while he's learning those lessons.
That's what I'm asking, you know, to support the kid.
AJ, what are you most proud of yourself for?
The scholarship part. Because both of my parents, they told me school for free. So when I first got my offer, I was like, there's your dream already. I'm obviously far. Like when I got it, I was in ninth grade. So I still have 4 or 5 years until I get to the NBA, if I make it. But your goal is already complete because I got that offer.
And that was the first of the 10. Yes.
So now I'm just stacking more. So it's just now I have options to choose from.
You mentioned the 5'5s earlier. One of the 5'5s is a coach now at Michigan.
Yes, that's right.
And guess what he did?
Juwan Howard.
Yep, he offered AJ.
And AJ, what are you hardest on yourself about?
Like basketball wise or just in general?
You pick.
Balancing school and basketball. Like when I first went to private school, it was mad hard to just balance school and basketball. Like I had to take a season off in basketball because I wasn't getting good grades. And then once I found the balance, I was good for the rest of the time.
Ace, same question to you. What are you most proud of AJ for?
Well, the fact that he's a great student, he's an honor roll. You know, we made a deal. No honor roll, he can't play basketball. And I made that clear. You know, he's a good student first. And the fact that he can, you know, do something to basketball, that's even better.
And what's that thing that as a dad, you're going to keep your eye on?
Keep him grounded.
Keep him grounded. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I tell him all the time, you may be number one, you know, basketball player in the country. At home, you're not even number three.
So listen, there's one more thing that I want to talk to you about, and it's Terrence Clark. I've read a time when you referred to him as sort of a cousin, even though he wasn't your cousin. You know, another young rising star from this area, played for the University of Kentucky, heartbreakingly died in a car accident just a couple of weeks before the NBA draft. Tell us a little bit first about your relationship with him.
I met him young, but I didn't really work out like that. I wasn't taking basketball completely serious. So when I did, he was at prep school. You know, you live over there. So I wouldn't see him often unless it's like the summer. So when it's the summertime, we'll go work out in Boston down in Vine Street. And then he went to Kentucky. So I'm obviously not in Kentucky. So I'm not going to see him. I didn't have a phone at the time, so I couldn't call him. But every time he came back home, I was like a little brother to him. Like he'll say, I'm next up. Like he's seen the resemblance in the game and everything. So, but our relationship wasn't extremely close. But like when he came back, he knew who I was. He was one of those kids in the city that he knew who I was.
Does he stay with you? Is he somebody that's in your heart or in your mind as your basketball journey is moving forward?
Yeah, for the two people beside my family that I do it for is him and my coach Sean, who was a part of my eighth grade coach, who passed away two years ago. So yeah, those are two people for the basketball team I do it for.
And Ace, you know, we've talked about your desire to have your community acknowledge your son and the gifts that he's bringing home to Brockton. You know, before Terrence Clark passed away and again after, one of the things people wondered was, why didn't we understand and celebrate his gifts better here? How do you think about the legacy of Terrence Clark, and what, again, can we do better this time?
I mean, AJ is definitely keeping his, you know, his memory alive. You know, everywhere he goes, always TC5. So, I don't know. It's just sad, you know, because poor kid would have been in the league. But, you know, I mean, we just do our best, you know, to keep on celebrating his life. You know, we drove by the site of the accident. It was hard. It was really hard. But all we got to do is pray, you know.
AJ, last question for you. You know, so much of your life is basketball, and your dream as a future Hall of Famer, it will be your life for a long time. Is there some other thing that gives you joy or that you're curious about or interested in or love that you'd also like to be known for or about?
Definitely giving back to the community. I'm definitely going to do that if I ever make the type of money I can make. And also, someone told me I would be really good on TV. Like, you know how Shaq be doing like TV? So actually, I might major in that. I might do a double major and major in that. So when basketball ends, I can be on TV someday.
And Dad, is that okay with you as long as he finishes the degree?
Absolutely. Now, I don't want to forget this. A lot of people help my son in this journey, and I would like to name a few of them.
Please.
Joe Saunders, eighth grade coach. His trainer, Brandon Ball, was tremendous for him. His strength and conditioning coach, Anthony Freyas, was big time for AJ. Todd Qualls, he's an AAU coach. You know, it takes a village.
That was our conversation with Ace Tabansa and his son AJ, the 16-year-old hoop star from Brockton who's touted as one of the best prep basketball players in the nation.